Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Quinn. I'm from Haynes Falls. I'm 11 years old.
I'm Antonia. I'm from Hudson, and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Maddie. I'm from Caro, and I'm 11 years old. Quinn, Antonia, Emily, who's not here today, sadly, and I are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books that we love, books that we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
So today we're all going to talk about the same book because we've all read it. And it's called Wonderstruck by Brian
Selznick. Selznick? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Should we start out by briefing the book?
Sure. Well, I don't think any of us has the book here today.
But I think we all know enough about it.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
So it's about a kid whose mom died recently, and it's in the summertime. And I don't know exactly how old he is. I think he's around 12.
Yeah.
And 10, 12. Yeah.
And in that age area.
Yeah. His mom died from not putting her seatbelt on in a car accident.
She should always wear a seatbelt.
Always. On an icy road in Michigan. And ever since he's had dreams about wolves.
Mm-hmm. The wolves are chasing him through the snow.
And
you find that out later in the book, what that's about. The wolf dream.
And the lightning strike makes him go deaf. He may or may not get better. And we're not going to tell you if he does. But he runs away.
And the lightning strike is that one night he was in his mom's house. Well, he's living with his cousins after his mom died. And he was looking through in her room at all, like, stuff that she had was still there because they didn't sell the house yet and didn't clean it out or anything. And he was reading this book that he found called Wonderstruck.
And it had a bookmark in it.
Yes, and it had a bookmark in it. And it was talking about, like, early museums, I think.
Yeah.
How they called Chambers of Wonder. I don't know.
Cabinets of Wonder.
Cabinets of Wonder. Okay.
There was just shelves of books. I mean, shelves of Yeah, they were like little exhibits. Just shelves and shelves of things that you could look at and learn.
His mom was a librarian.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, and his dad lived, like, almost, like, worked in a museum his whole life. And his mom worked in a museum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, his grandmother worked in a museum.
His grandmother and so did his dad. But he doesn't know his dad. He's never met his dad before.
Yeah, and on that bookmark,
he finds out about the chamber, or I mean, Cabinets of Wonders.
In the book. But yeah. On the bookmark.
And it has an address on it. Dun dun.
In New York City, and it says like something like,
it's like Candle Books or something like that. It's like a bookstore.
Yeah.
And he goes Kincaid there
Books. And it says to Eloise, what's her name?
I don't know.
But
from Daniel?
Yeah.
Danny, I think.
Danny.
Yeah. And
it's for Kincaid Books.
Yeah.
Kincaid, that's a cool name.
Yeah. And he, like, goes on crazy adventures while living in, like, he meets this kid, and so he's living in a museum for a little while in New York City, trying to
natural
find his dad.
Museum of Natural History, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Museum of Natural History.
In a lost room.
And he does a lot of research to try and find his dad, and he finds
Well,
some
don't tell that part.
What's different about the way that the story is told?
It's half told in pictures. It's
yes,
a couple pages of reading. Because he's an illustrator too. Yeah, it's not just about this kid. We're only doing half of
this. Oh yeah.
The other half of the story, which is in pictures, is about
this girl named Rose.
Yeah. So the boy, it's in 1977, and the other
50s.
Part is in the
twenties. Early. Sorry.
It's in the '20s. Is set in the '20s, and it's all in pictures.
And it's about this little girl named Rose, I think. She's
lives
deaf.
In New Jersey across the river from New York City and likes to draw the buildings. Likes to fold paper into the building, the shapes of the buildings.
Mm-hmm. She has a tutor.
A scrap. Oh, yeah. Well, she has a scrapbook too.
Yeah.
She also
and her mom's a movie star.
Yes, which
you
find
out. And she's deaf.
Yes. Yeah. And she has a scrapbook of Lillian Mayhew. Which you find out later is her mom. I think I shouldn't probably say any more than that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a really interesting thing that happens at the end, but I probably shouldn't say.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Like, the two stories merge together.
Because until then, you're kind of like, why is there this random girl, you know? What's up with her?
Yeah, and you're wondering, like, since it's all in pictures, you don't understand the people. Like, there's this random guy called Walter and all these people that you don't really understand. Mm-hmm. And you're wondering what they have to do with the other bits of the story. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to see them merge.
But at the end, they actually merge. So part of the story, like, it's the same story in time is happening with pictures and with words. Yeah. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. Sort it's like a regular book where you read a page and then it's like...
The pictures.
And then the pictures tell, happening. You know, like...
Or whatever, yeah. Something like that. Yeah,
illustrates, you know, just like a book.
Yeah.
I like how they like the pictures and the words. They both have to do with lightning.
Yeah,
lightning.
Wonderstruck. Oh, we didn't say how he got deaf. Well, he was. I don't know. He was gonna call someplace.
Or he was gonna
call
his
aunt.
The books.
Oh, he's gonna call the bookstore. When lightning struck. And it went through the phone wire into his ear, and he became deaf.
Oh, yeah, he was deaf in one
ear
in the beginning.
In the beginning, he was deaf in one ear then, and the lightning struck, he was deaf in the other ear, and he woke up in a hospital. I was kind of confused at that part. I'm like, wait, what? Why?
That didn't make
sense. Well, they found him in his old house. Like, he disappeared, and his house was, like, a couple feet away.
So. Yeah, I got it later, but when I was reading it, it was kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It is good, though.
Yeah.
Who would like this book? Who do you think would like it?
Oh, that's a good question of who would like this book. Well, I told my friend about it, and she's not a big reader, but she likes pictures. So I told her about this, and I think she wants to read it now because it doesn't have as many words And it has pictures,
yeah,
too.
It's a very, so, like, very you get fat book. From the word.
Yeah, it's, like,
it's
really
600
heavy.
Pages. It's yeah. over 600 pages, and I read it in 2 hours.
Same. I know. And it has 3 chapters.
Does it?
Yeah, it's 3
no,
chapters.
No, it has 3 parts.
Yeah, well, it kind of, like...
It? Oh, yeah, you're right. It does have 3 chapters.
I didn't even know it had chapters, but okay.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that. And like, it's, like, 2 inches thick or something. It has 3 chapters.
I have a question for you guys. I know some people don't like it when books are turned into movies because it gives them too many images of what the characters look like, or it kind of
depends.
It tells you what your imagination can look like. Do you think reading something that has both so much text and so many pictures, what does it do for how you imagine the characters? Did you like that?
Well, I had an instant picture. Well, not of Ben, but when in Rose's story, for me, I had an instant picture of what she looked like, and so it was sort of like watching a movie in a book or listening to the radio in a book or whatever. So not with Ben's story, because there wasn't any pictures until the end of him.
When I saw the picture of Ben at the end, it really wasn't how I would have imagined him.
Me neither. Or Jamie.
Me neither.
Yeah.
This is the same person that wrote Hugo, which is a movie now, right?
Yeah, The Invention of Hugo Cabré. I've not seen the movie, but...
I haven't either, but it sounds good.
I have. But
you have?
Yeah. Did you like it?
It's about a little kid who lives in a train station, and he winds up
I've
all
read
the clocks.
Book, I think. Yeah, I've read the book.
He takes
is the movie
the clock.
Good?
It's pretty good. It's okay.
Is the book the same? Is the book the same style of a lot of pictures? Some words?
Yeah, it was the same. The picture, well, not the exact same, because it only told one story with a lot of illustrations, but not 2 stories, but it was in the same format, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I like how the name of the book that he finds, like,
is the name of the actual book.
And I like the cover, which is, it's like a blue simple. New York City sky with a lightning strike cutting the page in half.
It looks really cool.
Sometimes when you guys are on here, you each come in with a different book, and sometimes some of you haven't read the book that another one of you is talking about.
Yeah.
You guys have all read this book. Did you plan that, or is this something that you all came to?
No, we planned that. And like, we did last month.
And how did you choose this book?
We all got a list.
Emily gave us a list.
And we narrowed it down. We each picked, like, a couple that we wanted to read, and she chose
first
one.
We chose Dead End in Norvell, which we reviewed last month.
It was really good.
Yeah, that one was really gross, but funny.
I thought it was good.
It was kind of gross.
I wonder what's going to be our book next month.
Oh, yeah, we chose to do, out of the 4 weeks a month, 1 week was going to be... It was going to be all of us reading the same book.
At the end of the month.
Yeah.
It's the end of the month, so.
Yeah.
This was our book, and I thought it was a really good book.
So what are you going to read next? What is everyone going to read next? What are you planning to read?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I just read book 5 and 6 of Harry Potter again, so I might read the 7th book. I just felt like reading those.
I think I'm going to read... the 4th Twilight book. But the thing is, I saw the movie, and now I can't bring myself to read the book. Like, I just can't get into it. And my friend, he gave me the book because I didn't own it, but he only gave me half of it. Because it was broken in half, so he's like, tell me when you finish, and I'll give you the other half, so.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I have half the book. I'm trying to get into it.
Why don't you want to see it? Why don't you want to... can't you get into it now that you've seen the movie?
I don't know, because I, like, know what happens.
Yeah,
and
that's hard.
Just, like,
it's easier if you've read a book and then seen a movie, but not if you've seen a movie and then read the book.
Yeah.
Then your standards of the book go down.
Yeah.
I think,
mostly.
Well, in some books, I'd really like comparing, like, what the director and the people in the movie decided to do with the characters in the book.
Yeah.
And it's easier to me to see the difference when I've read. Otherwise, I don't like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like with Harry Potter and a few other movies, like I think they did a good job on Because of Winn-Dixie, that movie, that's really good. But the characters stay mostly the same. And there's a few things that they have to change because it's a movie and they can't put like all of Harry Potter book 5 into like 2-hour movie at least. So I'd say it's pretty good.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of movies where they'll skip out bits. Yeah. Or, like,
I don't like that because you'll read the book and you'll be waiting like when's it gonna happen and then it doesn't happen.
What I don't like is when they add things in that weren't in the book when they could have included something else that was in the book that they took out. Yeah. I don't like that. So
it's also annoying.
Yeah.
That's very annoying to me.
Thoughts can also be strange. Like, it's hard to get, like, if somebody is thinking something.
And put it into a movie.
Yeah,
that's
how to,
really
like,
hard.
Keep that. So usually they don't even keep it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really don't like how they cleaned up the actor that plays Harry Potter. Because in the book, it's very clear he always has messy hair.
Yeah, I know.
That really bothers me.
That bothers me a lot. And Hermione, too. She's supposed to have really bushy hair. They did a great job with that in the first two books, but then at the third book, they just tried to make her look prettier, so I didn't like that. And Harry Potter, he gets really short. No offense to the actor, but like they can't change how he grows, but still, his hair looks always really clean. He's got blue eyes instead of green eyes. Like, that's one of the important things in the movie, in the book. Yeah. Like, he has his mother's eyes, and they change that, so
they could give him lenses.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, but
well, they would do that for glasses. A movie. I mean, they will do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they probably could change his eyes on computer, but still.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Messy hair seems like it'd be really easy to do, but
yeah, I know. I mean,
yeah. Well, I don't like that. I didn't like that for book one. That's something that I really just didn't like.
Yeah, characters with messy hair should keep messy hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what are you reading next?
What we're reading next?
What are you reading
next? Now, I don't think we've figured it out yet.
I think she means, like, you in particular.
Oh, what am I going to read next?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know either.
I have no idea.
What about the book you got at book? Tell them about going to the bookstore.
Oh, yeah. So we went to New York City, me and my family, and we went to Blue Stockings bookstore down there.
Oh, that's a cool name.
It's a workers' co-op.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, like, there's no boss. Everybody is, like, gets an equal share of things.
Or everyone's a boss.
Yeah, or everybody's a boss. You know, everybody's
that's
bossy.
That's really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And I got a book there because I know some people there. And they gave me one as a present. And it's called The Wickling. And I read it. And it's interesting. But mm-hmm. I've already read it. So I can't say I'm going to read it.
I have a question. Do you guys know the book My Side of the Mountain?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I read that book like 5 times when I was younger.
Okay. I meant to call you because yesterday we aired an interview. There's a monthly show on the radio here called Foraging Ahead, and it's about foraging. Mm-hmm. And it airs on Sunday mornings once a month. And the guy who does the show has a 10-year-old son. And him and a friend of his came in to the studio with their 10-year-old son, with his 10-year-old son, and then the other guy's, I think, 11-year-old daughter. And they interviewed the author of that book, of My Side of the Mountain, over the phone. Her name is Jean Whitehead George, and she is really old. She's 80-something, and they interviewed her over the phone, and it was really neat to hear these two kids, to hear David and Scout ask Jean questions about,
that's
like,
cool.
Are they based on real characters and or on real people, and do you think was there anything you chose to leave out that you wanted to put in, or they asked her questions about the book. Do you think the book that you guys are talking about today, if you had the chance to talk to the author, what kinds of questions do you think you would have?
Well, I don't know. I think I'd ask about drawing, like what he did. I don't know. Something about that.
Yeah, how he chose the drawing. And how he chose that type of drawing, which is all, it's kind of like, it's so hard to explain.
I tried to copy it. It was really hard.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
It's realish, but characterish at the same time.
Yeah.
They're very,
that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's, didn't he do it with pencil?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like shapes.
Yeah, pencil, which is also really interesting.
Yeah. I like that.
I do,
yeah,
too.
It I do.
Really nice. I would probably ask him where he got the idea for the people to be deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, the deafness
if
was
that
also
comes
really
from
interesting.
People he knows or
family. Yeah. Yeah, if he knows deaf people. That would be an interesting question.
He mentions in the afterword that was the start of the book. He knew he wanted to have two deaf characters as his main characters.
Well, there's
and
not
the
just
book is written around those two characters.
There's more than two deaf characters in the book, though.
Yeah, it mentions more than two, but not exact. Well,
I like
in a yeah, kind of. I get that. Mm. Just like there's people mentioned in the book, stuff.
Yeah.
If there's someone just tuning in who didn't hear you introduce the book, do you want to say what it is, what book you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well, Wonderstruck.
Called Wonderstruck.
Selznick.
Selznick?
Yeah, Selznick. I think. I hope.
Yeah. Selznick. Yeah. It's David Selznick's. Selznick.
Brian.
Brian. Sorry.
Brian Selznick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said it was maybe good for readers who liked looking at pictures. Are there other things if people are listening and what might let someone know if they want to pick up the book or not? Who do you think might be interested?
I don't know. Well, I guess
what age
people,
maybe?
I think it's a pretty wide age range.
Huge because of all those pictures, you know.
Yeah,
like,
but then the story is sort of hard to understand at times.
Yeah, yeah. It could be anywhere from like, you know, maybe 6 to 30.
Well, not six, but
not six.
Well, you know, you don't have to like read every word in that book to understand a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And then I don't think really it has like an older age limit.
Yeah.
Because some of the main characters are very old. Very nice. Very nice. Interesting old people.
Yeah.
They're not all about 11-year-olds.
Yeah. Or 12-year-olds, or 10-year-olds, or whatever he is.
Do you think you usually like reading about other 11-year-olds? Or do you like reading about characters that are really different from you?
Well, for me, I don't really care, but I guess I like reading about 11-year-olds, because then it's like, or whatever, age limit, like 10 to 12 or whatever. But, because then you know
kind of like
what
yeah,
other people's things are like, your lives are like, whatever. But if there's someone totally different than you, then you get a different experience, so it's more interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's all different. I can really, really adult like books that are all about adults and there's like no kids in it.
I like books with maybe people in their teens, but I also like books with younger people like my age.
Mm-hmm.
11 and 12 and stuff, because you can relate to them really well.
Yeah, it also makes me realize that I've spent absolutely ages since I've read a book that's about anybody younger than me.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask that. What are the oldest characters that you've read about and been interested in, held your attention, and what's the youngest ones?
Well, for me, no older than 20 really, because I like Percy Jackson a lot, and he gets to be 17 in the books now that are coming out. And then in Harry Potter, he's 17 at the end. And that's basically where I have gotten to an age. Well, actually, I've read other books about adults, too, though. Not that many, but some. And it's been a really long time since I read a book about a younger kid. Older characters? Mm-hmm. I like older characters. I don't know why.
I don't know. I don't really remember. I
guess because it's different.
No, I don't really remember. Well, another thing, if in this book, Wonderstruck, if you like characters with names that are easy to pronounce, then you'll probably like this book.
What, Ben, Rose, Daniels?
Yeah. Because some books Jamie. Have really long names. That
I like long names.
I like interesting names, too.
Yeah, so like if I can, Harry Potter, cool there's name. Nymphadora and Bellatrix and Narcissa and Exodophilius or whatever.
If they're too weird and you can't pronounce them, then they're kind of annoying. But if they're interesting, that's nice. This book has really easy names.
Yeah, so I think we should close up soon. So we'll leave you today with a tune. And we'll hand over the airwave to the afternoon show hosts. And I hope you tune in throughout the week for more Youth Radio.
Yay.
Okay.
3:30 to 4. Monday through Thursday, I think. Or more. No. Monday through Thursday.
I think there's always a youth show at 3:30, 4 p.m. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
3:30, 4 p.m. I think.
Not on weekends.
Not on weekends.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Well, bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
This is a true confession of a life learned lesson. I will sit here to share.